Irish Independent, which reports that the British government's hardline stance at a meeting last week that they should have the right to review a trigger mechanism which would allow the backstop to persist only by mutual consent after a period of between 3 and 6 months is said to have stunned Irish officials. If anything, things are now going backwards, one official is quoted as saying. For its lead story, meanwhile, the Irish Times has it that the final deal on Brexit is set to include a backstop that will apply to all of the UK, but will have additional measures for Northern Ireland to ensure there's no hard border. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Examiner leads with the line that a ban on alcohol advertising near schools or play areas and new separation rules for drinks sold in shops are expected to come into effect from next week. Two of today's tabloids lead with court hearings related to two separate killings which took place last Thursday. The Herald leads with yesterday's hearing at Dublin District Court, where 50-year-old Grace Maiano from Fox Rock in Dublin was accused of killing 27-year-old Limbani Mazoma on Thursday night. The Irish Daily Mirror, meanwhile, leads with the hearing in Naas District Court yesterday, in which 20-year-old Calvin Cullen was before the court accused of killing 34-year-old David Boland in Athy following a Halloween party in the early hours of Thursday morning. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun, meanwhile, both lead with stories related to the murder of Gareth Hutch. The Star brands as exclusive a story about how Thomas Fox, who was convicted on Friday for the murder of Gareth Hutch, grew up in the same neighbourhood in Dublin's north inner city as love-hate actor Barry Keoghan. The paper runs with an old picture of the two men taken together some years ago. The Irish Sun, meanwhile, leads with a story about how Jonathan Keogh, who is currently also serving a life sentence for the murder of Gareth Hutch, was involved in another plot to kill one of the men involved in the Regency Hotel shooting. For its lead story, the Times Ireland edition quotes Ombudsman Peter Tindall's criticism of the government for an unacceptable delay in making compensation payments to Magdalen Laundry survivors who were originally excluded from the redress scheme. And the Irish Daily Mail leads today with the story about the dangers of buying pets online. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Times and Examiner both report on the midterm elections in the US. Two competing versions of US do battle is the headline over Suzanne Lynch's piece in the Times. And that paper also runs with a front page story about how whiplash victims were awarded an average of €20,000 for claims in the first half of this year. While on its front page, the Times Ireland headlines how whiplash payouts here are five times bigger than they are in the UK. But finally, Dundalk manager Stephen Kenny is pictured on the front of today's Times Ireland and also on the front of a number of today's sports supplements after his team's win against Cork City in the FAI Cup final yesterday. A win which prompts Eamon Sweeney, writing in today's Independent, to call on the FAI to make Stephen Kenny the next manager of the Republic of Ireland.
Fiona, thank you. It's 7:10 now on Morning Ireland.